Jenny Slav, I'm ever so grateful, honey, for you helping me out, but you really didn't have to.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, I did. Every time we meet, you always say, I'm going down there just to need your help and ask for your advice, this, that, and you keep getting annoyed. And I want to be an actual service to you as good friends. So I thought, well, why not help you out in this situation?
Well, thank you, child. I really didn't have to, you know, but thanks anyway.
Well, you did say that your vacuum cleaner just blew up.
I know. Just it like combusted, like, you know, those like conspiracy theories that people like self-combust. I don't believe in it. Although Charles Dickens believed it. He put it in there, you know, in that little, was it little diary? Yeah, he put it in a little, that story is crazy. People start exploding and everything. And
Nanny Prescott, we're going to get this thing sorted.
Well, good. Well, where are we going? Are we going to have B&Q, Home Base, that sort of thing?
No, we're going to go here.
Complaints welcome here. Honey, I don't want to go there.
Well, I know what Nanny Prescott.
Well, honey, firstly, I don't know what the place is. Secondly, if complaints are welcome there, I don't want to be welcome there.
Well, Nanny Prescott, you do complain.
Honey, that's beside the point. Point being is,
are you complaining about complaints?
Well, I'm complaining about the fact that we're going to a place called Complaints Are Welcome Here. Like, this don't feel like DIY town. This feels more like just moaning and groaning town.
Well, Nanny Prescott, I'm sure we can get help for your exploding vacuum cleaner here.
Well, I better trust you, Chad. Honey, who runs this place?
Well, Designated Complainer Shirley recently just opened it. It's all hers.
Her? How can she afford a place like this? All she does is complain.
Well, exactly, and that's what her got her the place. See, complaining to the airlines about the fact that they forgot her suitcase, and they had such a big payout because she splashed it all on Twitter that she could own her own business like this. Indeed, Janet is right, and I was the one who held her out in such things.
Oh, Terry Magnus, hello.
Hello, indeed, Nanny Prescott. Yes, I'm responsible for helping the Designated Complainer Shirley's success. In fact, she didn't even have any suitcases on the flight to begin with, but those silly airlines don't even know what's right and wrong. So, we got a fortune from it, I got my little cut, and now we got this place.
So, see, Lattice has got loads of money now?
Oh, please be quiet, Nanny Prescott. Everyone does that. Politicians, celebrities, it's kind of in.
Oh, you've been cloud rude again. You in an L say about.
No, I'm just pointing out the pertinent facts.
Well, Terry, what is this place exactly?
Well, you go here and complain.
We complain?
Yeah, you go and complain. So you go up, you take a number, and then you get to complain.
Oh, be like Argos.
Yes, something like that. Anyway, I've got to find some more ambulance today. See ya.
It's incredible to think that she's not the worst lawyer I've ever encountered.
Really, Nanny Prescott?
Well, yeah, the worst lawyer I encountered was the worst lawyer ever.
Who was that?
The worst lawyer ever, that's what we would call her.
Oh, yeah, her.
Yeah, you were from those days. Couldn't admit, maybe you protected from those days, Chance. I don't know, but, oh, nightmare. Okay, I better go and get a number and sit down and wait for this thing.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, you're here as well.
Oh, baby laddie, how are you? Why are you here?
Well, I'm here for an actual legitimate complaint.
What are you complaining about? Did your vacuum cleaner blow up too? Mine won't blow up, just you know.
No. You know the whole competition about winning the lottery ticket?
Oh yeah, you were in the final.
Well, I never got to be in the second round.
What?
Yeah, Quentin Smythe completely forgot me, even though I was still in.
So you mean Andrew Cecil didn't win?
Well, not if I have anything to say about it. I mean, I was not asked the second question. I didn't have a chance to splash down.
Oh, that is a big, big error, honey.
Well, you should have noticed that too, Nanny Prescott. I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, you were your child. Well, I hope you get justice or something. Or whatever. I don't even know if Andrew can get that money, you know. But oh, I forgot that we forgot about you. Oh, Casper Mira, you're here!
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's good. You and Janice here to talk to me. I know you. I know about you. I know about you too. You little love birds.
Nanny Prescott, we're not dating.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, there's time in the world. I see a connection like nobody's business. I'm like, what a connection. Bam! When's the wedding? I was at that last time. Nick Grimsby and Kate Fulton. I mean, you wouldn't know that day because you weren't there. But I said, I'm not a bam! Where's the order?
Isn't Kate still married to her husband, though?
Well, I thought they were split up because of the whole, you know, him being abused and everything.
I thought he was still...
Debbie, please don't tell me that, because otherwise I sanction. Oh no. I mean, I'm for people being with, you know, abusive people, but I don't wanna be a bigger. I don't wanna promote bigamy. I know I ain't a polygamist. No. Oh, I better check the record, see what's going on down there.
Well, I'm actually here to complain about Grandpa Papa.
Oh, you still got him? It feels like it's been nearly a year since you've been running around with him. Like, have you been looking after him all this time?
Basically, yes. Playing the train game over and over and over. And here, Sweet West Virginia, over and over and over. And I just need to voice her concerns. He's asleep at the moment, so.
Well, it's nice that you're still looking after him, I suppose.
Yeah, for who? So I just, yeah, I'm a bit selfish of me, but I wish someone else would look after Grandpa Papa. I mean, he's not even my Grandpa Papa.
Why don't you get your ward in heaven? Get your ward in heaven. Oh, look, I'm up already. That was quite quick. I can't complain about that. I get to talk about my blown up vacuum cleaner, which means Janice, you stay put with Casper, and you talk things out, and I'll be there at the wedding. See you later, bye.
Nanny Pets, we're not getting
married. That's fine. You keep being in denial. You get mad, I need you in denial. I thought that was funny. Oh, Connie Parks, Harry, do I get to talk to you? Oh, that'd be great. I can, you know, you're always on my way. That's just me.
No, Nanny Pets, I'm actually finishing up for the day.
Oh, but you working at this place?
Well, I've been starting to work, but I might think of moving on.
Oh, it's not your thing?
Not really, just listen to people's complaints all day. It's not really that rewarding.
Oh, well, that's all right. But same, I don't get to complain to you. Who am I complaining to?
Beth, the dispatcher.
Oh, I know her. I can recognize her with her finger put on her nose to make sure she sounds like she's on the tannoy. Well, thanks, Connor. You take care, love. Bye-bye. Hello, Beth.
Hello, Nanny Prescott.
You seem to be everywhere when there's like an official capacity or whatnot.
That is what I do. No, you came here to complain. A complaint's welcome here. What is your complaint?
Well, my complaint, love, is this. I bought this vacuum cleaner. And it blew up on me. Like, poof, like Kesha, this place about to blow. And it blew up without even warning me. At least in Kesha's show, they got a warning. I didn't get a warning. It just poof. Goodness me. And the contents were throwing my face, honey. I mean, if I was a white lady, I'd be doing blackface, love. Because it was, there was so much in there, love. But, you know, that doesn't count for me. But my point being is this. I want to complain about the vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Well, are you going to do anything about it? I mean, I'm telling you.
Well, who did you buy it from?
Well, I bought it from Buck Felton's grocery store. I think, you know, sometimes you expand, we expand too much. And I think Buck's expanding too much. He's great at the groceries. I mean, and he's got so much toilet paper, he's crashing down on people. Although when they had that toilet, you know, when COVID happened, you know, it was a bit scary. There was one and one trying to get it. That wasn't the greatest time, love. But I mean, when it comes to vacuum cleaning, I mean, something's amiss, something's amiss. What are you going to do about it?
Well, thank you for your complaint.
Wait, is that it?
What do you mean, is that it?
What I mean is, are you going to do anything about it?
I'm just here to listen to complaints. I don't do anything.
Huh?
Complaints welcome here doesn't mean you get solutions.
Wait, we don't listen! I've been brought in here so I can complain my problems and you ain't gonna do anything about it. You ain't gonna go to Buck Felton and be like, child, you better saw your vacuum cleaner. Child, baby, don't expand it so much like this. I'm in 10 years. What?
That's the point. We just listen to complaints.
Well, you don't solve them!
No, because what would the point be? If we solved a complaint, that means there'd be no more complaints, which means you have nothing to complain about, which means there's no more business.
But I haven't even paid! I just walked in!
Well, you have to pay £5.
£5?
Yes. For every, well, I think you're now going on £10 limit, the way you're going.
£10?!
Yeah, for every minute spent.
Oh, no, this is some, what?! This makes no sense! The whole point when people complain is that supposed to be that complaints get addressed.
Then you're a woman.
Yes, and you are too.
Well, you must then know that how us women just like to sometimes complain without actually having a solution. They just want someone to listen to. That's what I'm providing for you, which is now going to be £15.
What? No. I am not paying you a bill. I ain't paying you a cent. I ain't paying you a pound. I ain't paying you a penny. No. When I complain about stuff, it's not because I just love the sound of my own voice.
Well, good, I don't like it.
Well, I don't like your tiny voice too. But when I complain because I want a solution, right now. And yet, this whole company, you're just listening to people.
Well, your designated complainer just loves to complain about things. I mean, she goes every night with all this and complaints from you, and then complains sometimes painful. But the fact that there's no solution means there's just more stuff to complain about, which is what she thrives upon.
I can't believe this. I'm complaining to a place where complaints are welcome here, but there's no solutions welcome here, so I'm going to be complaining about this complaining place that the leader of the place, designated complainer Shirley, doesn't have any remedies to solve the complaints, so I'm complaining about the person who likes to hear complaints, they ain't going to solve my complaints.
You got it, what?
Well, I'm leaving.
That'll be £50.
No, not 55. Oh, not in your life, love. You want to complain about stuff, you complain about it. Dennis, we're going.
Where?
Anywhere by here. Let's go to the grocery store where I can throw a box filled about complaints instead of this lady. Yahoo. Come on.
Oh, Nanny Puss, can we do it later? Because me and Casper, we'll think about going for coffee.
See, I told you we were going to get married.
Just because you ask someone for coffee doesn't mean you're going to get married. And besides, we're going to catch up.
Well, that's fine. We'll drop you at the cafe or whatever, not go to Buckfeld and stuff. Let's go, but... Wait a minute.
You're right, Nanny Puss.
Yeah. You seen just the person walked in?
Well, he's doing like the thriller move.
Honey, he looked like he came back from the dead. Is it Lazarus?
I don't think so, Nanny Puss. I think it's someone a bit more current in our time.
But, wait, that isn't who I think it is.
How can I take your complaint, please? Complaints are welcome here.
Beth, the dispatcher. This is Lewis Hammond, and I would like to make a complaint about my dear old father, Prime Minister Hammond.
He's back from the dead!
You've been listening to What's Gone in Glass with her. I'm the Correct Show, Thomas Taylor. So, what's going to happen next in regards to Prime Minister Hyman? And is Lewis Hyman really back in town? Well, you've got to find out more by tuning in. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and coming aboard. It's always great to have you. Do remember, there's episodes you can listen to. There's books you can buy as well, all to support the show. But until next time, everybody, bye-bye for now.